where I'm at individually, looking at how I can improve. And I'm pretty sure the guys did that because it's kind of showed up in practice this week. I've seen a difference. It seems like guys are a little bit more high energy on the defensive side of the ball, on the offensive side of the ball. I think some people did some reflecting or whatever it was, but it seems like a change in attitude, and hopefully that carries over to the game. Because as far as I'm concerned, and I think this team is concerned, we're still in it. I know the media and everybody else has their opinions about that, but the season's long from over, and we still got an opportunity to turn this thing around. It's going to be tough this week, obviously with Tampa, because they're a lot better than their record says, and their defense is really good. It's going to pose a big threat for us offensively. So we got to come out and with that mindset, carry it over what we've done in practice so far this week, and hopefully get a win.
Tony, you never want key guys out, but is there something that feels good about the fact that you guys have had that week to get adjusted with the new guys trying to get into that role going into this game?
I don't know if it feels good, but I guess we're fortunate having that extra week. But you know, the guys on this team, and I guess I'll start with Matt. What he's done throughout this whole week, staying out after practice, working with these young receivers that we're going to have in there, guys that don't have that much game experience with us, it's kind of a no excuse mentality that we have to take at this point, because our season's online. You know, we have to go out there and start winning some games, and no matter what the circumstances, we got to find a way. That's all there is to it. And the guys are preparing for that though, so hopefully it transfers over to the game and we can get a win.
How much more do you put on yourself here with these injuries?
I'm going to go out there and approach it the same way I always do. If the ball is thrown in my direction or my number is called, then I expect to make that play. And hopefully that's going to help us win. So I'm not going to put any undue pressure on myself. I do know that, you know, that Tampa's, like I said, they pose a real good – they're a real good defense. They got some good guys on that side of the ball. So if they did have a plan for me, then I know these other guys are going to step up and make plays. And I trust that. I trust my teammates.
Hey, Tony, Coach Dirk said it was a no-brainer that with Julio out, he might have to lean on you a little bit more. Are you ready for that extra burden?
No, like I said, it's no burden, it's no pressure for me. If that's what's expected from me, then that's what I'll do. But, I mean, like you said, that's probably not really a big secret, and I'm sure Tampa knows that too. So I would expect something from them. And like I said, if I get double team, if I get that punt coverage, gunner style defense again, I would hope that and I expect my teammates to step up and make plays. And we still got some real good players on this offensive side of the ball. And you still got Matt Ryan throwing the ball. He's going to make guys look good and put guys in position to make plays. So we just got to go out there and execute our game plan, and who's ever number is called. You got to go out there and take it upon yourself to make the play for this team.
Coach pointed out that that's illegal, that the Jets, they changed the way they're officiating that now, and the Jets got caught twice on that gunner type stuff.
Yeah, I think it's illegal. I don't know. I haven't seen it. Uh-huh. I do know they called it right when I got to 5 yards. So if I can get to 5 yards, then they're going to call it, it seems like, which is good news for me, because that's no fun going out there getting double teamed like that.
Can you practice that?
No, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, I can't. Those guys, one on each side of you, there's not too much you can do about it. But, you know, all I have to do is try to get to 5 yards, and I think I can do that.
How frustrating was that? Any tinge of regret or anything about coming back this year with the way the season
goes? No, I mean, you play games. I don't know about you, but my mentality, the way I work sometimes, I'm always looking, I'm curious, and I want to know, okay, and sometimes I think too much, and that's what I try to work towards, shutting my brain off sometimes. So, of course, you look at it and go, man, I don't know, what if this, what if that? But at the same time, you have to look at it and say, this is what I signed up for. I don't have any regrets. I'm still happy as I can be to be a Falcon. I know there was trade rumors out there. That I didn't ask for a trade. That wasn't me. I signed up, and this is the team that I came back to play with, these guys on the team, and I'm enjoying myself. Win, lose, or draw, obviously I'd rather win. It makes it a lot more fun. But, you know, there is no way I would even think about, you know, jumping ship. Because I love playing for this team. I love playing for this city. And like I said, we still got a chance, too. I mean, if I start thinking like that, then that means I think we don't have a chance. And I'm not there yet. Not even close.
What did you think about you heard the trade, with the trade rumors and talk? A lot of it just maybe speculation.
It's just speculation. But it's how it works. That's media and that's fans. You know, it's fun, you know, for them, you know, to speculate and talk about that type of stuff. I really honestly didn't pay too much mind to it. You know, it was obviously I'd get calls from friends and family saying, you know, what's up with this? I guess there was an article that had me quoted, you know, it's one of those fake websites. But like I said, it's all fun. It's fun and there's speculation and you know, you got to roll with it. But it's not going to, like I said, it's not going to change my mind or where I'm at mentally. And we got a good team here, and we just got to go out there and prove it.